Good morning. Sorry for being late. Stupid drivers this morning got my hackles up. Ugh, I was not only cut off, but I also nearly rear-ended the guy in front of me. Sorry, I'm just really riled up. Did you have any trouble finding the office? I know I can get turned around when I'm looking for unknown places. That's good. Allow me to formally introduce myself then. My name is Alice Thornwood, but you can call me Alice. I'll be your new therapist going forward. Sorry that I'm dressed so casually. I was running errands and didn't have time to change. So I hope this session gives you a better impression of me than my attire. Let me just grab my pen and notepad and we'll get started. So let's start with your name, shall we? A very nice name you have. Before we get too deep in today's session, do you have any questions you'd like to ask me? My ears and tail? Ah, yes, apologies. I forget that some humans still haven't seen our kind before. Short answer, I'm a wolfkin. Long answer, I'm very much human, much like yourself, but I've also adopted many of my animal features and tendencies from my canine heritage. As such, these wolf ears and fluffy tail have been passed down my lineage for some time. We're far and few between as far as our species goes, but that's a story for another session. Today we're here to focus on you and your needs and what you hope to get out of these sessions. I looked over your file a little bit, but a file full of papers and technical talk can only tell me so much about a person. I want to hear the story straight from the source. So tell me, what brought you to my office today? Oh, no need to be nervous. Notes are neither good nor bad when it comes to me. They're so I can keep track of talking points I want to delve deeper into. Please, continue. I see. Well, self-confidence isn't something that's easy to correct or fix. Many of us struggle with it throughout our lives, and its levels vary person to person. But I feel as though you're taking a step in the right direction by coming here. It takes a lot of courage to want to reflect and work on yourself, let alone put your trust in someone like me to work on it with you. I'm proud of you for coming to me, and honored. You're welcome. Now then, what do you think is causing these questions of your character? I see. So not just one thing is causing it. It's a compound of everything at once. I understand what you're going through. Oh, yes. I told you, my kind are far and few apart. So much so that when we're spotted, it's like seeing a wild, shiny Pokemon. We get people that are either amazed, cautious, or just downright disgusted by us. Usually the last two. To say it gave me a critical hit in my confidence is an understatement. For me personally, it was years of work in realizing that the only opinions about me that matter are mine and the people that love me. I grew to love what I am and always flaunted it. When people saw I wasn't insecure about what I am anymore, their toxic power faded faster than my ex's hairline. I make it sound easy because it became easy when I put time into it. It wasn't always. But you need to know, what works for one person doesn't work for everyone. You have to develop your own way of becoming confident. Well, going off of what you told me, you're dealing with common factors. Outside factors such as childhood bullying, peer pressure, social expectations, and even significant others are all examples of things that can cause a lot of self-doubt and character questioning. Sometimes, though, it's a matter of mindset. My hope is to make your mind more positive. Here, let's try a short breathing exercise to get us warmed up. Let's first take a deep breath in. As you do, feel your chest inflate and expand slowly. Do you feel that? The way your chest puffs out a little when you reach your full lung capacity? The way your shoulders roll back and downward? Good. Now, slowly exhale. Doing this forces your body to come into a more upward posture, much like that of a soldier before their higher-ups. This can help with an outward presentation and make you look and feel more confident. It's also really good for your overall health. Now tell me, how did that make you feel? I see. So this goes much deeper than just an outward appearance and the surface. Well, I did say this was a warm-up exercise. Miracle cure-alls cost extra and require a blood contract obligated by a 5-year session. I'm glad that made you laugh. But no, seriously, self-confidence isn't something someone can just make happen with one session of therapy or overnight, or with a breathing exercise. This is a lifelong process that you'll have to take one day at a time. You will slip, and you'll have days where you just crash and burn, or you just don't want to deal with it. It'll be up to you if you want to get back up and try again. I think there are a few techniques we can use to help rewire your thoughts and promote more positivity in your life. Would you entertain me with some more exercises? Good. Self-confidence comes from within, first and foremost. I feel as though we must first fall in love with ourselves before we can truly understand what we're seeking. One way to do that is with self-affirmation repeated to yourself. So to start, I want you to close your eyes and repeat after me. I am confident. I am strong. I am powerful. I am worthy. That last one can be very tricky for some of my newer patients. But I think this is a very good, easy to perform exercise right before bed. Or when you're getting up first thing in the morning. Even if you don't completely believe in it in the beginning, the more you repeat these words, the more they'll resonate with you. And you'll believe it as time goes on. It doesn't have to be these exact affirmations either. You can change them up from day to day. But it's important that they're true. We're all worthy of love and affection, and everyone's emotions and feelings are valid. Unless they're bigots. Bigots can fall into the sun. Twice. Now, still with your eyes closed, we will move on to another helpful exercise. I used this one a lot when I was in school. This exercise is similar to the one that we did, but with a bigger and more broader ideology. I want you to begin by thinking of a goal or two. It could be a goal for after this session, perhaps something to do in the next few days, but I want you to picture these goals in your mind's eye. And I also want you to think about what you may have accomplished yesterday. It can be anything, no matter how small or big it is. Got a few? Now, I'm going to say a phrase, and you'll fill in the blank with your own answer. By giving it a verbal, tangible manifestation, you're more likely to accomplish that task within a reasonable amount of time. Pretty simple, right? Ready? Yesterday, I did. Today, I will. Tomorrow I will. Very good! Both of those goals are great choices, and that is a great thing that you did yesterday. These small things give a very clear objective and plan that will begin helping you move forward towards realizing them. Goals never have to be anything massive like run a marathon or revamp Jack and Daxter, because they may not seem realistic.
Especially the Jack and Daxter one. Come on, naughty dog. We've only been asking.
But I'm going to clean my room today. Or I'm not going to hit the snooze button when I have to go to work. Or I did a reasonable amount of adulting yesterday. These smaller things are what you can and have accomplished. And they can help you build your self-confidence to tackle bigger and larger projects. Reach higher goals. That said, they should be SMART goals. Have you heard of this acronym? S-M-A-R-T. SMART. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. I can provide you with some additional resources after our session if you're interested.
No, it would not be SMART to blah.
You little smart. Do you want the help or not? Good deal. I have one final exercise I'd like for you to take home and practice until our next session. Consider it homework to a degree. I know no one likes homework, but I like to give my patients a chance to measure their own growth and development when I'm not available. Today we explored a lot of self and positive affirmations, but these were all generic, a starter pack. Everyone has different things they focus on and enjoy hearing, and no one knows you better than yourself. As such, your homework is going to be doing your alphabet. You can do it as part of a morning routine. Whenever you stand in front of a mirror, take the first letter of the alphabet and apply a positive and true affirmation for yourself. So for example, for A, you might say amazing or astonishing. For B, you would say brave or bold. C, caring. D, daring. So on and so forth until you get to the end of the alphabet. The first few times you do this, you may feel silly or dismissive, but give it a try. Some of the letters like W, X, Y, Z, they'll be harder. So don't worry if you can't come up with something. Those are good ones. I never would have thought of those. Nice. I think we really did make some amazing progress today. I'm very proud of you for taking the first steps to becoming a better version of yourself. At the end of the day, though, I'm merely a voice in your head trying to help you focus on your thoughts and help you improve. What you do with that knowledge is completely up to you. Something my mother used to say to me a lot when I was growing up was, "It's not over when you lose. It's over when you quit." So tell me, how are you going to treat yourself after all this hard work? Maybe treat yourself to something delicious? I heard there is a nice little steakhouse that opened up down the road on 43rd. I hear their ribeye from the local butcher is to die for. The marbling is out of this world. And supposedly you can still taste how the beast ran and when it got... Oh! That must be my next patient. Whatever it is you treat yourself to, you've earned it. Live a little, right? Here's my business card if you need to get a hold of me or schedule your next session. I'm always willing to listen, day or night. Take care.